بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية سهيب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم، فبينما هو على ذلك إذ أتى على دابة عظيمة قد حبست الناس. We were reading this riwayat, a hadith of Hazrat Suhaib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, of one of the kings of the times of before, who had a magician and used to work for the king with his magic, etc. When he became old, he told the king that I'm gone old now, send to me some young boy that I can teach him this magic. Then the king chose somebody, and this boy used to go, and on the way there was a priest, a monk, Christian monk, who was very pious and righteous in every way. He liked the talks of Iman and Yaqeen of this priest, and he started sitting by him and learning from him. Then he got delayed going to the magician, and he got delayed coming home. Anyway, this carried on for some time. فَبَيْنَمَا هُوَ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ. While he was doing this, going to the monk particularly and learning about deen, about Allah Ta'ala, building his iman and yaqeen, إِذْ أَتَىٰ عَلَىٰ دَابَّةٍ عَظِيمَةٍ قَدْ حَبَسَتِ النَّاسِ. Then suddenly he found that there was a huge animal on the road that was blocking the way of the people. People couldn't pass there because of this animal, which was a dangerous one. And according to the narration of Tirmizi Sharif, it was a lion that was there. فقال, this boy then, when he saw this, he thought to himself, اليوم أعلم الساحر أفضل أم الراهب أفضل. Today I will know whether this priest and monk is on the right and he is better, or whether that magician, he is right and he is better. So for this, فَأَخَذَ حَجَرًا فَقَالَ. He took a stone and then he made this dua. Allahumma in kana amru rahib ahabba ilayka min amri sahib faqtul hadhihi dabba hatta yamdhi an-nas. And he made dua that, O Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala, if the matter of this priest and rahib, if he is correct, if iman, yaqeen, and what he is teaching, if that is correct, and that is more beloved to you than the matters of this magician. The magician is wrong, and he is disliked by you, then kill this animal by the stone that I will be throwing, so that the people could pass again. His niyat in there also was that people must not have difficulties and hardships. And this is an important aspect in the life of a believer, that we just don't worry about ourselves, but the comfort and the ease of people at large, so that people can go about their work. There must be no blockages, stoppages anywhere. So he made this dua. فَرَمَاهَا فَقَتَلَهَا وَمَذَا النَّاسِ. Then he threw the stone that he had, and that animal, that lion, got killed. And people started walking and going about their day-to-day activities again. فَأَتَى الرَّاحِبْ فَأَخْبَرَهُ. Then he went to the priest and he informed him of what had happened. Today this animal was there, I took a stone, I made dua to Allah Ta'ala, and that animal got killed just by that. So he informed him. فَقَالَ لَهُ الرَّاحِبُ. That priest told him, Bunayya, أَنْتَ الْيَوْمَ أَفْضَلْ مِنِّي. O my son, today you have become more better than me. Your iman, your yaqeen has grown more better than what I am also. You have reached a stage more higher than what I have. قَدْ بَلَغَ مِنْ أَمْرِكَ مَا أَرَىٰ. And I see that you have a very high position by Allah Ta'ala. And this is also not far-fetched. It comes even in the hadith that sometimes it happens that a student by far excels his teacher and his ustad also. And this is of sincerity, that when the ustad recognizes that my student is gone further than me, he should not withhold but even inform him. Today, mashallah, you have gone much more ahead of me also. So that priest informed him and told him, you have reached very high stages by Allah Ta'ala. But at the same time he warned him also, وَإِنَّكَ سَتُبْتَلْ, that you will be tested also. And in this world people get tested also, And more closer, like one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu told Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I love you, which is outwardly a very nice and sweet and easy thing. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam told him, think again what you are saying. He said again, I love you. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam said, in that case, for in this world, be ready for difficulties and hardships, for trials and tribulations. Because a person gets tested by Allah Ta'ala, and we must continuously make dua that Allah out of His mercy does not test us. We are extremely weak, but this is the normal system. Like as we mentioned, a person reads the dua, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا, the whole dua that, oh Allah, I'm happy as you as my Rabb, as Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as my Nabi, and Islam is my deen. Then Allah tests a person also, brings difficulties, what we feel are difficulties, but they are tests and trials to see whether we are genuine or not. But we beg of Allah not to test us, we are very, very weak. فَإِنِبْتُلِيْتَ فَلَا تَدُلُّ عَلِيَّ. And then he also advised him and told him, when you will be tested. In other words, he foresaw from his experience, he knew you will be tortured also, and you very difficult, great difficulties will come on you. At that time, don't tell them about me, that you learned all this from me, the priesthood. Don't expose me, because you have reached a very high stage, and you will pass that. But I am not at that stage of that yaqeen. So don't inform them about me, because then I will also be taken and I will also be tortured, etc. وَكَانَ الْغُلَامُ Till there we will do that. He told, don't inform about me, that otherwise I will be also tested. So up to here we read how what great position Allah had given this young boy. And as a young boy, what miracles Allah made to come about at his hand, and what happens in front, the test and the trials. And the relevant part with this chapter is on all this he made sabr. These difficulties and hard conditions, as we will read, that came upon him, he made sabr. And that is the lesson that we have to learn. For the pleasure of Allah, we make sabr. But we should also always, we have been taught from Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and all our elders, that we must make dua that Allah does not test us. We are very weak. And that and if any difficulty does come, then at that time we must be ready to make sabr and accept it from Allah Ta'ala. And on that again, and it is only Allah who makes it easy also at that time. And then Allah gives even more higher and greater stages also. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد.